Yes, indeed. We are back again. Another week of fantastic listening brought to you by me. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the one and only Carolyn Joe Show! That's right. My name is Joe. I'm a filmmaker. And across from me, of course, is the lovely and talented and super uber vibrant Carolyn Bilevsky. How's it going, Carolyn?
I'm happy.
I'm buying it. How's everything going? Everything's keeping up. This is a podcast bang bang, back to back. It's been a while.
I like how we're using the bang bang.
The bang bang? It's all about the bang bang.
Yeah.
It's a podcast bang bang and the Jack White bang bang, of course. You guys are listening in the background to Lazaretto, number one in the country with a bullet. Keeping it alive. Keeping it killer. Keeping it how we do. Summer has started, Carolyn.
It's officially summer now.
I guess so. We love to talk about the weather on this show, but this
at least we open with the weather. Yeah, we need to have like a weather report.
But whenever it's gonna be wrong. whenever people listen to this,
we can do predictions.
Be like, I think it's going to be hot today.
I remember on the Lauren Jaslow show we had predictions of, I guess it was New Year's.
It's gonna be cold.
It's gonna be cold.
So I hope you guys are having a good time whenever you're listening to this. We're always appreciative that you guys are always tuning in and, you know, tuning in to what, the CarolynJoeShow.com or iTunes or Stitcher Radio. However you guys want to do it.
I really just can't believe that it is officially summer now, because like I have memories of April and Awesome Con and stuff.
But you can't believe that the Carolyn News is now?
I don't know where May went. That's part of the news. We did like a whole ton of events in May though. We did like 4 or 5 events. And I just really don't know where it went. But I guess it was going to all those events. Because I think in May I didn't even have like any weekend off. I might have had one weekend off. Or maybe one day of a weekend. But yeah, I'm like, where did that go? Anyway, news.
That's right. Magic Bullet is coming up soon.
Yes. Magic Bullet number 9. This is our Western issue. The deadline is July 1st, 2014. So that's coming up soon. So you have one more full weekend to work on your comics page. It's not too late.
That's right.
It's not too late.
It's never too late.
Never too late to submit. It's a free to submit.
Actually, it is too late after a certain point, but it's never too early to submit.
That's true. That is true. That is true, definitely, for sure. Get in by July 1st. Go to magicbulletcomics.com for all the specs, but basically it's a one-page black and white large format that goes in Washington, D.C.'s comics newspaper anthology, which is Magic Bullet. We print 5,000 of these, and they will be at Small Press Expo, they will be at New York Comic Con, they will be at Baltimore Comic Con. People will be clamoring over these. I've seen them on eBay for like $10 or $15, so please submit to magicbulletcomics.com to get your work out. Again, it's free to submit. And in our last issue, our pal Bijan, who's also my classmate from VCU, he actually got a silver medal in the Society of Illustrators Comics annual. So that's pretty awesome, just from doing one page in Magic Bullet. So, you know, who knows what the possibilities are if you submit a page in Magic Bullet. Maybe you'll get a medal in Society of Illustrators. Maybe you'll, I don't know where you can go from there, man. You can maybe you go in outer space. I don't know. But
maybe outer space is the next step after that.
What is the next
magic
destination?
Bullet, magic bullet and then a rocket ship to the space. To the space.
Boom, yeah. So, bang, bang, get your Magic Bullet comic in by July 1st.
It's already July. It's a week away from July, crying out loud.
A week away, and I have no idea where it's coming from out of the blue, but be prepared, and you will be ready to join us in Magic Bullet, which should be really exciting because it's our Western issue, and I'm knee-deep in Westerns. I've been listening to Western podcasts from like old-timey radio and
Western podcasts from way back in the day.
Yeah,
from Western times that they had podcasts, yeah, back in the Western.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's like maybe from the 50s or something, and I don't know the original air dates, but I've been having fun listening to that. I've been studying up about the Oregon Trail and the California Trail, some fun stuff with some Western expansion.
So you've been eyes up into the Westerns.
Yeah, and I still need to watch the Western that you recommended a few days ago that you haven't opened. You have a DVD of.
What's that? The Wild Bunch?
Yes, The Wild Bunch. I needed to check that out.
Maybe we can check it out after this podcast.
Maybe.
I'll bring it with us to wherever we're going.
But, you know.
To our secret life.
Secret lair. But, you know, we'll see about that. But so many really good Westerns. And also, like, my personal favorite is Rango.
What about Django?
Django was good. I mean, I would probably watch it again. I saw it in the theater one time, but I would probably watch it again. But there's a, you know,
And Rango together.
I think I'm more of a Rango person, but I did enjoy Django, and I also enjoyed the song. I'm always like Django.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I'm trying to think of other Westerns I like. I did actually see the Johnny Depp as Tonto for the Lone Ranger, and I enjoyed that Lone Ranger. I actually didn't know what to go into it because I heard mixed reactions of Lone Ranger, and I was like,
Well, see, that's the thing, is that, like, everything I feel these days is gonna get a mixed reaction. If you hear everyone's opinion in the whole entire world, it's gonna be a mixed reaction. It's going to be a mixed reaction. Some people don't like Batman. Some people love Batman. Some people hate Spider-Man. Some people love Spider-Man. But no matter what, unless it's really horrible, it's going to be a mixed reaction. That's my theory, that this day and age, it's going to be a mixed reaction. And it should be a mixed reaction. Because or else you can't... I'm always so annoyed with everyone saying, that statement of, like, well, it's not the greatest film ever.
I've said stuff like that before, and also when I hype stuff up, I'm like, oh my god, this is the greatest ever.
Yeah, but that's...
I think it's just a saying.
That's the thing. It's like,
it's
yeah.
Tonto.
But that's the truth. It's like, it's never ever going to be the greatest movie, greatest thing ever, but we want it to be the greatest thing ever, but in time it fades away.
I mean, I think that The Wizard of Oz holds up to be one of the greatest things ever.
Was it the greatest thing ever?
Maybe. I don't really know actually what the greatest thing ever is quite yet, but I will say I do probably have like 5 to 10 things, let's say a top 10 list that I think is the best things. And I think Wizard of Oz is up there. Maybe, I definitely think it's the best movie ever, the Judy Garland.
Yeah.
And, but you know, as far as recent animated films, I really enjoyed Rango.
It's funny because
the overall feeling was about Rango, but
the overall feeling
it.
Was mixed. People are like, oh, it was too slow and stuff like that, or it was weird. And like, to me, I was like, and that's one comment that's been I feel that's been said about like our lifestyle or like the what we do or what I do or what either one of us does is that we get a lot of like, oh, that's weird. You have a podcast, you're still doing it. That's weird. You're like, oh, you mixed that and that. That's weird. It's like, what the hell, man? Why?
I was drinking milk the other day, and Brian Sarver said that it was weird.
Yeah.
Because I was eating it with, what was I eating it with?
I don't know.
It was just like having milk with dinner.
But like,
that's
the tip of the stuff, though, man. It's like, I feel like it's weird because it's weird that so many people, you put so much of yourself out there and you're so honest that you actually get more criticism compared to people who like don't really, don't want to have that out. You know what I mean? It's sort of like, it's almost like it is a two-way road in a way. It is like an open channel. It's like, well, if you let so much out, you gotta expect so much to come back in return. You know?
It's true, and you gotta be careful about what you do put out there, though.
Yeah, which is also an interesting thing because, like, that girl Amber Love, right? Elizabeth Amber Love. You've been hearing what she's been posting about when she entered herself in that like Exotica contest.
No, what happened? I haven't heard that. I do follow her post though.
Well, did you? So yeah, but have you seen the post that she's been doing on like the AmberUnmasked.com?
No.
Cheap plug. Well, basically, so you know how like. You know, I see this a whole entire bunch just because, like, you know, I do photography and I photograph models all the time, blah, 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 a bunch of, you know, self-involved stuff. But, like, you know, so there's always, like, those contests, like, there's, like, Maxim Girl, you know, Girl of the Week or, like, you know, yeah. Like, contests like that. You can be the hot, you know, whatever hot, non, you know, whatever hot popularity contests, whatever. Like, stuff like that where just like how with your comic strip Remember, there was that one comic strip contest that you were a part of where you'd have to get votes and then you can win stuff like
you
that.
You had to get, you could vote every 4 hours, which is like, who does that?
Yeah.
Like,
so
set a timer.
Exactly. So with also with the contest stuff like that, that really is also a branch off of like girls have contests like the hottest something or ever. And you get vote like Cyber Playboy, Cyber Girl of this or stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. Remember in high school and early internet, there was like that thing that was like, the hottest whatever.
No, exactly. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. It goes into that same scenario where there's so many of these contests out there where you literally win nothing. But like it's all about the girls getting the votes, and you know, you get to see their portfolio and guys or whoever votes on them, and they can be like, oh, I'm the girl of the month and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I guess there's also another one with like, you know, Exotica, something like that. I don't know. There's so many that they all just merge together. But I was paying attention to her posts because she was like, when I saw her say that she was entering one, and she's like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, I'm not really the type that wins this. And, you know, she has stuff that she has to get over on her own personal life. But she's like, I'm going to do this anyway because who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that, you know, and I read her post about it. And I was like, cool. She doesn't give a fuck. Let herself go out there. If she's strong enough to take whatever happens, then that's fine. That's fine. And she already said that. She's like, this will probably... So she entered, like... several images of herself and her, and also enter herself into the contest, knowing that like that's she's not the body type.
Is this an online only contest, or is this like a physical?
It's an online only one, I believe.
To be in a bar to get judged or something.
No, it's an online one with a bunch of girls at all different sizes, and then people vote. I guess they all vote, and you know, then of course you got to be admitted into it. So you send your images into it. And of course, then they, you know, they're like, okay, cool, you're good enough. We'll put you on as, you know, one of the contestants.
Okay.
So she went and she submitted, you know, a bunch of like her, like, I guess, like naked reading comics and stuff like that, but not showing any nudity. And, then she was accepted into it. And she was like, wow, I can't believe they accepted me into it. But like, I bet this is going to open the door to a whole bunch of like a bunch of stalkers and people trolling and leaving comments. Like, you know,
you never know what you're
like
gonna
how
get.
Yeah, it's, that's what
life is like. A box
that's
of
legitimate.
Chocolate.
That's legitimately what happens, because I know from experience from photographing a lot of girls or being also like hired to photograph girls to be entered into these contests, that I know that like, oh, this is just going to open the door from just a bunch of like lowlifes or guys or anybody really
so
to make comments.
What is the award here?
I have no idea what the award is. I don't know. It could be fucking like $5 for all I care. But the interesting is, so that was one step. She was like, oh, I can't, you know, she was
she
like,
got
I
in.
Got, she got into the contest. Cool. She's like, I don't know, but you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not the body type. I'm like twice their age, blah, 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 blah. And then just recently, I saw she did another posting that says she was like really super disappointed about what's going on with that. She's like, she's done so many things and this is one of the most disappointing things that's ever happened.
What happened?
Well, she said it wasn't in the article that she wrote. It wasn't about being, it wasn't like her trolls like saying bad things about her photos. But you know, with every contestant, with everything like this, you have to submit like a bio, right?
Okay.
And then she, you know, she posted her bio on her Amber Unmasked, saying like what the bio she turned in about herself, literally saying like in her bio saying like, you know, she's twice age, she has, you know, she's honest, she was like, I'm not the best shape, blah 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 blah, you know, like a bunch of really honest things. She doesn't know what's gonna happen, but what the hell, let's try it, you know, like I have stretch marks and, you know, like stuff like that, like honest stuff like that. It was a really honest bio, and but you know, it was several paragraphs long. Yeah. You know, and that's fine. That was cool. But what she was really, really pissed off about or really upset about was that they didn't even use any of the bio that she supplied.
What'd they put in?
That's really amazing. To me, it was really amazing. And when I read the bio that they used with her image, it was like, of course, it wasn't even word for word at all what she was. Like, they totally just rewrote another bio.
What?
And it was like,
what
it was like,
say?
A girl from Jersey. Like, they made it sound like, I'm a girl from Jersey. What's up, Jersey? I've been dancing for 16 years. One day, you know, like a really like pushed hard, like I'm a dancer. I got this and that and that, you know, I may be blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's completely the opposite. It's like almost as Snooki like took over her profile and wrote about
what
about in her Snooki's voice, as opposed to like this elegantly written, honest, you know what I mean? Like, honest, like, take on the bio, as opposed to now it's like, party girl, I'm party girl, like, love to dance.
Oh my God.
I can't wait to get you all, you know, like, I'm not doing it word for word, but that's the attitude that was. It goes from legitimately being like, so I want to try this out and see what happens, you know, like a real one, you know, I've dabbled in this. And, you know, and then let's see, you know, I might not win, but, you know, who knows? I might be a big upset. And then the website, using like the, hey guys, I'm a Jersey girl, blah, 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 blah. Let's have some fun. I've been dancing forever. Like, I love this stuff. But, you know, it was legitimately like that. And she was like, I can't believe they switched it. Like, they can't believe they just decided to write their own.
Do you think it was a mistake that they switched her bio with another person from New Jersey?
I don't think so. I think in a way it's just marketing. I mean, maybe in their head they're like, well, here's several factors I can play into this. One was, I wasn't sure if they gave Amber like a limited space of writing space, like, oh, you only have like a 50 characters to write your bio or something like that. And they end up using, and of course her bio was like a loop, really long. It was pretty long, you know. Or I wouldn't say long, but it was full. You know what I mean? But then, like, when you see the bio that they used on the contestant page, it was like, you know, like maybe like 100 characters, not 100 characters, but, you know, like 100 words or something like that, just really out there. So the only thing I can think of is when they're looking at, they're like, that's way too long. We need to post something right now without her going writing, and here's what we think. We just translate whatever they want. See, oh, they said she danced, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you dance, I dance, I'm so hot, something like that. You know, my thinking, you know, maybe they're like, maybe this will help her get more votes by just slanting it. And maybe that's what Amber's probably pissed off about, because maybe it's just a whole bunch of lies.
Probably is. I feel like this is going to sound pretty horrible, but I feel like a lot of contests are a bunch of lies now.
Do all contests are lies?
Like, even Oscars, I've mentioned to people before, it's like, I'm not fully enthralled in, like, all the Oscars behind the scenes stuff, but, like, I've heard of, you know, people being like, oh, vote for so-and-so, and, you know, you'll get a free Colorado ski vacation.
Yeah.
And, or people, like, go door-to-door, like, saying, like, who knows, like, some famous actor can go around to all the Academy's doors and ring the doorbell and have them give a fruit basket or something, you know what I mean? Like, you literally have to schmooze, which, you know, technically there is no law against that. Like, you know what I mean? There's no law in, like, ringing someone's doorbell.
Yeah, there is.
And saying, no, you can ring somebody's doorbell and be like, hey, just a reminder to vote for such and such movie, and here's your free gift basket.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not, like, I mean, technically that is bribing, but I don't think they have any rules against it. So, and, I mean, even, like, you know, the cartoonist contest, the first year I did not enter, because I think I found out about it later or something. Second year I was like, you know what, I should try that. And it's like a 10-week contest. You set up an account and then you vote every 4 hours.
Yeah.
And that's like freaking ridiculous, because it's like, who has time for that? I can understand maybe once a day, but like every 4 hours?
But also you gotta imagine, like, any type of contest like the one like Amber like submitted in, it's generally like that, but now, like, instead of your work, I mean, I guess your work is your body of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, they have like Hawaiian Tropic Girl. They have Hooters Girl. Those are all probably like voting on things, and they have to market themselves. I'm sure even like, you know, you hear about like cheerleaders, they like professional NFL cheerleaders. They don't actually make that much money, but they make a lot of money from the calendars, or if they have appearances,
or they make
corporate events,
or they make money. Yeah, exactly.
And but it's like, really, for what they're actually they're getting paid to be a cheerleader, to go to all the games, to cheer, to get the audience revved up.
And also, like, with that return is like, now you have the name branding of, now I'm a cheerleader. You know, like, everyone loves, you know, all the jocks and douches and dudes out there are always like, oh, cheerleaders are hot. You know, I want
to
be part of that.
After a while, do you really do that to, like, find a husband or something? You'd be like, well, I'm a Redskinette because I'm trying to look for a husband.
It's probably a yes or yes and a no.
I mean,
that's
sure
probably what they're looking for.
I'm sure there probably has been, you know, a cheerleader that's out there cruising for somebody.
I can't say that hasn't been used before.
But, you know, you think they would like to be like, oh, I'm here to cheer, you know, like they enjoy doing it, or they enjoy dancing or something.
Yeah, I'd say like the dancing part.
But, like, what I'm getting at is, like, these awards are so stupid, because, like, truthfully, I mean, I like to recognize people for their work, or even if they're a gorgeous person. You could even be like, oh my god, she won Miss Hawaiian Tropics. She looks beautiful. You know, like, that's fine. But nowadays, online, I don't even vote in contests anymore because, truthfully, there's just too much going on, and it's hard to keep up with all of it. Because I remember even our friend Olivia, she was, like, really big on Mad Men, and she did this photo shoot where I guess she kind of looked like Joan, but she had blonde hair, but she, you know, she's going after that
Joan-inspired look, yeah.
Joan-inspired look of Mad Men, and she had a gorgeous photo shoot. You know, I think she really, and I think the contest was for a role, a walk-on role in Mad Men. And I could totally see her fit in that world and see her have a walk-on role in that. And, like, I think at one point she was ahead, or she was in the top five or something. And then all of a sudden they, like, I still haven't followed up with this, but, like, apparently they deleted all her votes or something.
No,
I don't know what happened.
They claimed that she cheated.
See,
because
there's
so
many,
they claimed that she cheated and there's so much, and then she got disqualified.
I don't know
that. And then she said that she said that she didn't get, that she didn't cheat, but she had so many votes at a certain amount of time. Like, I guess, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know the truth, but I just know what I was told. Who knows if, you know, maybe she voted for herself a million times, or maybe people legitimately voted for her,
maybe,
like,
she had
a whole
marketing
times.
Campaign.
Because yeah.
Even, like, I even told VCU, like, I was like, hey, my friend Olivia, you know, I was trying to help promote her. I'm like, oh, she, you know, she's really close to getting this walk-on role in Mad Men. And I was trying to get them to tweet, you know, and get the word out. And
which is still, at the same time, pretty funny, because, like, that's a free role. You know, you get the, as a fan, you walk on to Mad Men, maybe not being used, but at the same time, you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
But everyone else in the background is getting paid. It's sort of like, oh, it's a free advertising piece. That's a lovely gem. But in the actual real world, it's like,
it's not really
it's you have other people that are I know a lot of actors that, like, you know, they work and do background all the time. So it's sort of like, there's a certain point where, you know, that is a legit, like, just like, I'm a fan. I'm here to be a fan, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but
who knows, though?
But it takes so much effort. Like, I don't know who won that or what the actual outcome was.
That is the funniest part. No one knows. No one knows about who wins.
But then also, like, on top of it, I was looking at the other contestants, and they were hardcore at it. I mean, there's a couple guys that look just like John Draper with their martini. You know, they had major photo shoots going on for these people to get in there already.
Yeah.
You know, they put effort into it. And, I mean, you know, but it's, I guess what I'm getting at is, like, all these things are a sham. Like, you know, I don't know exactly what happened with Olivia's situation directly.
Well, she didn't win. That's what happened.
She didn't win, but she did try hard and market herself and all this. And then also, meanwhile, they're just promoting Mad Men.
Which is genius at the same time.
Which is totally genius. Or, you know, or you're promoting, like, you know, Miss Exotica or whatever, or you're promoting the Cartoonist Studio. And, like, and I get that, but, like, I think for the Cartoonist one, you got, like a mentorship with a syndicated cartoonist or something for a few months.
Which means, I don't know.
Which could mean nothing. Advice from somebody. But couldn't you just email them and somehow build a connection with them? And,
there you go.
I don't know. I guess if you jived with the right person, I feel like people are helpful. You know? Some people are helpful.
See, maybe I'm just really sick of contests, because there's so many contests this day and age.
But what's going on with Amber? So they changed her bio.
Yeah, I mean, the contest
is what's going on now. Did she write them back saying, like, hey, that's not what I wrote?
I don't know. That's what I read today.
Okay.
So who knows what's going to happen tomorrow or when this show gets posted, but it's, you know, now people know. I mean,
well,
again,
she gets people to vote for her.
Well, again, it's another story that can be told from her. It's like, oh, they totally changed my bio. Anything is an awesome story to spin upon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when it comes down to it, I felt like even the cartoonist contest. So, like, the first year, or I did it. Like I said, I didn't do it. The second year that they ran it, I did do it, and I guess I got up to week 8 out of 10. So it's 10 weeks where you can vote every 4 hours, which is freaking ridiculous. I don't even know how you can promote that. You know, I'm not gonna name names, but I did hear that a prominent person on it, like, I don't know if this is fully cheating, but I did hear, like, from the grapevine that he, like, I guess got all of his friends to sign up on email. He was like, you sign up and I'll vote for you. So they provided their email address and password, and then he just, I guess, sat there all day at work voting for himself with multiple accounts, which I think is a little ridiculous personally, and who has time for that? Like, I can understand maybe you do it for, like, you know, a couple people be like, oh, you can do it for your mom who's not really online very often or something, yeah. You know, like, and yourself, like, you know, whatever. But, like, after a while, it's like, if you're going to sit there all day at work voting from, like, who knows, 800 accounts or something, like, I just think that that is a little nuts, truthfully.
See, to me, it's these contests, it's not a secret that, like, you know, that I don't do contests. It's not a secret at all that, like, I don't submit. And a lot of people get pissed off of me that I don't submit. Actually, because they believe in the work I do. And I'm just like, well, I don't believe in contests.
You won a contest once that you never even used the prize for.
Exactly.
You won, like, a photo contest for a local studio. You could get, like, what is it, 5 or 6 hours of time. And you didn't even use the studio, but you won.
I demolished that. And, you know, it was a reason to do the shoot. And I was like, well, let's go through with this. Because it meant something for the person that was in the contest. So I was like, all right. They'll submit it. But at the end of the day, it's like the awards wasn't even worth it to me. I was like, well, I don't really care, so I didn't really fully utilize it, you know what I mean? So it was, I don't know, that it would have to be like some great reward. But like, I feel like there's, in a way, I'm just over contests. Maybe it's because I've run so many things that I just know that's just like, these are still just all scams. Not scams, but cons. Not cons, but just, you know, it's something.
Promotion. It's a promotional tool for whoever's putting on the contest.
But I really despise what, like, our contest lifestyle that the world is into has become now. It's
American Idol.
Or it's also like, because also when you get into like even other photo, like, oh, I got into this magazine or stuff like that, it's still just a contest. And it's still, everything is just, oh, then let me get this song, because now they have like the cover, that cover, that website that you can do covers for to try to win tickets or something like that. Yeah. I forget what it's called. It's like, that's another contest. And I feel really in a way sad that like a lot of people are only gonna be able to judge if they're doing something that's right if they get enough votes. And that to me really hurts, because you can't really gauge if you're doing something that's good for you. You can only gauge if someone's like really like, oh, I got 100 likes. It's like, you almost gotta be careful what you like on stuff. Because if, like, you know, at the same time, likes are still just bullshit in the same time. It's like, even votes are just bullshit. It's like, people today are losing track of like their own personal journeys, you know what I mean? If they're not really, if, you know, like, I could do an awesome painting or write an awesome song that I felt is really good, but then I'm like, I put it out there and it doesn't get votes. Does that mean it's not good? I think it's still just as fucking good, you know?
Yeah, and like, usually, like, you're talking about the likes. Likes are kind of like votes, and whoever has the most is the most popular or whatever.
Exactly, but it's bullshit too.
The messed up thing is, like, the things that I always see that have the most likes are always, like, kind of, like, hot pictures of girls, which is fine. I'm not, like, trying to be against that, but it's like, is that really, like, all we're aiming at now in the world? Is because just, like, hot pictures of girls? No, that's, like, is there anything else better out there?
That's legitimately what this world is coming to. Just, like, it doesn't... I was talking to Brian about this, too, and, like, I showed him a photo, right? I showed him a photo of my phone on Instagram of hot chick, right? And you know, it definitely is a hot chick, and I showed it to him, and I was like, hey, dude, do you think this is a good photo or not? And then he was like, yeah, it's a great photo. I was like, are you sure? Look at it. There's a hot chick on it. Yes, there's titties in your face, but is that a fucking good image? Does that image look... is that lighting good? Is it telling a story? Does it have some lame-ass poetry on the bottom? And he was like, yeah, it's a hot chick. And I was like, yeah, but is the lighting... is there anything else beyond this? No. And I was like, is that really all it takes to make a good image? Just have some... girl arching her back and making it look good, that's what makes a good image. So none of the production, none of the physics, none of the actual craft,
it doesn't matter.
So I'm just like, people don't even know. They just need to see some high ass bitch up there and they just think it's good.
I wouldn't know if I called them bitch, but
all right, fine, I retract that bitch statement. But like, I just use that in the general sense, yeah, of like, is that all people are gauging on? Because they're used, because like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but my inspirations as a photographer are... maybe they just come from different places. Yeah, my massive influence is Ellen von Unwerth, and yeah, that's black and white and really grainy and really, really out of focus sometimes, really contrasty. But like, those elements are also part of the device of the storytelling. It's just, you know, it's a scene, but a lot of people, I feel that's lost now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like the contest element though too. Like, 'cause I. Like, but then if you think about it, it's like, well, we live in a democracy, and
also, like, parents and other people are like, oh, they just won that contest. You know, that's, like, such a big thing.
They make it sound like it is, like, whoa, this person won this. You know, but, like, truthfully, American Idol is kind of, like, a big deal to get in, you know? And it's, like, how many people auditioned for that? And it's, like, it used to be the number one show.
Yeah, because you're on TV, you, like, get to perform other people's songs, yeah. you're not original at all. It's great.
I mean, I can't stand that aspect of it, and I don't invest any time into American Idol, but what I'm getting at is, like, how many, like, there's so many people that enter that, you know, and it is kind of a cool thing to be like, hey, I'm 10 out of 10,000, you know, like, that does show, like, how you narrowed down and it drilled down to the top 10, you know, like, there is something to be said to that, but also it is bullshit because people are voting for Sanjaya's hair, or people are...
They're voting for new elements.
They're not necessarily...
The entertainment elements is what they're voting for.
Well, even, like, I think about this politically, it's like, we're gonna have a new president in 2 years, and, like, it is true, it's like, they're just gonna vote for the next thing, and I really do think it's probably gonna be Hillary. And
Definitely gonna be Hillary.
I mean, that's the thing, and it's like, okay, now we got our half black guy, we got Obama.
Next one's gonna be Middle Eastern or something.
Now we're gonna
have
a woman.
Now next one's gonna be Asian or Mexican. We're just gonna go down the line.
It's like
of new gimmicks.
Everybody's gonna be represented, you know,
and those are the votes that are now being taken. It's towards everything. It's like, oh, now Miss America, now it's gonna be black, or now we're gonna, you know,
yeah,
universe
remember,
is gonna go
but
down
remember
this way.
Remember when Miss America was a Muslim?
Yeah,
and then everyone was outraged about that a couple years ago. They're like, oh, she's Muslim.
But see, that it's a talking point. That's why they got voted. It's the same thing with Disney. Oh, they had a black princess finally. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we need an Asian one.
Everything's racist.
We just need to go down the list of these fresh takes. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and I don't know if I like that. I'm not saying that everything has to be, like, white or whatever. I'm just saying that, like, I just don't like how it's not really about talent necessarily sometimes. It's more just about, like, a check off the list to represent different types of people.
Yeah, and to me, I totally understand that because, you know, after a while, you need that fresh look, you know?
Yeah, they're like, we need a female president now.
Yeah, that's just, it's about time. It's really what it is. It's about time. Those are what people are looking for. It's about time we did this. It's about time we made a Transformers movie. It's about time. That's why we have so many remakes or so many revamps. It's about time we had the graphics, the computer graphics to put up to this point, you know? It's about time, you know, like, girls stood up for themselves, and it's about time comics were serious. It's
but
about
as far
time
as
this.
Like, as far as, like, beauty pageants, and I don't know how, like, Miss Exotica is judged, but, like...
It's votes. I believe it's just little online votes or whatever.
But, like, is there any... Like, what makes it exotic?
I don't know. Maybe it's a porn site or something like that.
I have no idea, but what I'm getting at... Because I know they have Miss Exotic World, Angie Pontani one, and that's kind of like a burlesque champion. But that you have to put on a performance for that. So I don't know what all these other ones are, but what I'm getting at is, you know, even for when I was younger, I used to watch the Miss America pageant. I have no idea why I watched it, but I used to watch it pretty much every year.
You watched it because it was on.
I think that's why I watched it, because I wasn't like, oh, yeah. But, like, actually, you know, it was weird because I would be watching these girls and they're all pretty and stuff. And at first I respected them. It was almost like, I wouldn't say they're my idols or anything, but, like, it was almost like, wow, that's cool. That girl's up there. She's on TV, and she did something with her life, you know? Like, when I was maybe, like, in elementary school. I'm like, these girls are getting awards, you know? Like, and then, like, after a couple of years, I started to be like, why are they up there? Like, oh, they look good in a swimsuit, you know?
Yeah.
like, I'm like, what else do they do? And, like, all their talent, and I'm not saying that they aren't talented, but it was mostly, I guess, singing or... But
all entertainment stuff. See, like, they always classify talents as something to entertain other people, right?
Yeah, but they didn't do, like, a talent that was that unique. It was mostly singing, from what I remember. And, or maybe they might have played, like, piano or something, but,
Again, it's just all entertainment talents, isn't it? It's not like, they can only use talents that will entertain the people at home.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not like, oh, you know what? I can build a birdhouse, or I can surf. Or I'm good at playing basketball. No, those can't count as talents to use on those things.
Yeah, it was more like an American Idol type talent.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not trying to dismiss those girls because it does take effort to have that type of body.
But at the same time...
And it does take effort to take care of yourself like that,
you
know?
At the end of the day, we all know that, again, it's you know, it's no fault to anyone else. It's on... That's why I'm like... That's why I'm like, if it's on TV, it's entertainment. You know what I mean? It's some sort of entertainment. It's hard to find something that's real. But, you know, that's it's entertainment. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want to look real, you go outside. So it's almost like how people, a lot of people always complain about, like, how things aren't, like, real enough on television or entertainment. I'm like, well, if it was real, you wouldn't actually watch it.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't, and if it was real, you wouldn't actually be entertained by it.
Actually, because there's, like, very few things that are real. I think that, like, in recent TV history, I remember when Kanye West was with Mike Myers, and they were, like, doing some type of fundraiser, and he was, I guess it was the Katrina fundraiser, and then all of a sudden Kanye went off teleprompter.
George Bush doesn't like black
doesn't
people.
Care about
doesn't care
black
about
people.
Black people.
And that, like, that went off script, and that was definitely not planned.
And that was real,
and
right?
That was real.
And then,
and even like watching recently, we watched the season one, the last episode of Legends House on WWE, and they were all saying like their most deep dark secret type thing, and they were really connecting on their Last Supper with everybody together that was on the show, and I felt like that was real, but it was also pre-planned real. I think they were going to be like, okay, well, this is going to be the major announcement here. It's like one of the people that are in WWE is going to announce that they've been gay for over 50 years, and that was the big thing. But I feel like everybody did have emotions, though.
Yeah,
that
emotions
was real.
Yeah,
the emotions were real, but the secrets were planned to come out. But, you know, everyone was crying. And even, like, other wrestlers were announcing things that they barely told anyone. Or, like their daughter died. Or their wife, their future wife, rescued them from being homeless.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some major things that went on with those people. And those I think that those are genuinely real. But, yeah, I don't... That's the thing. I really don't watch that much TV anymore. And it's funny because now when I look back on my past, I'm like, whatever, fourth grade watching Miss America, it's like, wow, in my head, I'm like, why the hell was I watching all that shit? Like, I could have been doing a whole bunch more rather than watching TV, because I don't like to think of myself as a kid that always had the TV on, because I definitely went outside and played and I drew and stuff like that. But, like, when I think about it, I'm like, I watched a lot of shit TV back then, because, like, I watched, like, every episode of, like, even shows that I didn't really love too much, like Clarissa Explains It All or something, you know? Like, I can see watching a few episodes, but I will probably watch all of them for just because it was on, you know? Or even, like, Sabrina. I wasn't even a big fan of Melissa Joan Hart, but I always watched Sabrina and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a few shows that I truly enjoyed, like Boy Meets World or even Family Matters, Steve Urkel. You know, I watched that. I watched TGIF. So what? You know, like, I enjoyed watching TGIF. But now when I look back, I'm like, why did I watch all these other shows that are, like, crappy? Like I never really loved Saved by the Bell, but I just watched it because it was
a lot
on.
A lot of people did love Saved by the Bell, though.
I won't say that I hated it. But it wasn't at the point of, like, Boy Meets World for me, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, man, I gotta watch it every week. It was more of just like, oh, look, Saved by the Bell's on. Okay, I'll watch that. You know, like, it's on. But I'm like, dude, I probably, like, as a kid, I've wasted probably so many hours. I want to know, like, what I would actually do with those hours.
Well, let's think about it now, though. Like, if you think about all these people that are going into these contests, and you yourself have been through, like, those voting contests, there's a lot of hours that are about to be wasted.
Yeah,
of,
like,
of all these contestants. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or you're voting for yourself constantly over and over again.
Yeah,
like, that's just ridiculous.
Anything. Or just being online and having to do that.
Well,
it's is it worth it? That's the real question.
Well,
and that's why I don't like contests, because I'm like, all that time to I'd love it if someone else did that for me. But for me personally, it's sort of like, is it worth it? Is this getting in the way of me producing something new every week
exactly.
and every day?
That's what I felt about the cartoonist contest. Because, okay, so the first year I did it, like, basically, like I said, I got into week 8 out of 10, which is really good. But the thing is that was the week I went on vacation, and I did not promote.
Yeah.
So it's like, who knows? What if I kept promoting? I wonder if I could get a week further or something. You don't know. And then, so, you know, I was just like, okay, whatever, I don't care. You know, I'm going to enjoy my vacation. You know, I'm not going to sit here and, like, be on the computer all day. Considering, like, I have only taken, like, a couple weeks of vacation in 10 years. So, like, that was the big deal for me at that time period. And then, so then the following year, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna enter, but I'm gonna have a totally different strategy. Because, so the next year, I think I had better comic strips. So overall, the work was better.
Yeah.
But I just secretly entered. And I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tweet about it. I didn't tell anybody. Like, I didn't put it on Facebook. I didn't announce anything. Okay? I don't even know what week I got to. Maybe four? I guess maybe 4 weeks? I'm not really sure. But I got emails from a couple people that were like, oh my god, I can't believe you only made it to the fourth week. They're like, your stuff is really good. And like, you know, giving me a good compliment. And then being like, I can't believe you only made it that far, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I didn't promote it at all. Like, I don't even know how many votes I got. I didn't pay attention to it, like, at all.
You just let it live
there. I literally uploaded my 10 strips, one per week, at the very beginning, and I got out of there. I didn't vote for myself. I didn't do anything.
Because you know how much of it will suck of your life. You know how many hours you will lose by, and how many brain cells that it will, you know, that will just make you more insane as it goes by. You know, is that part worth it? You know,
so,
it's only worth it if you fucking win and there's over $30,000 or $40 million.
Well, the crazy thing is like, I didn't really pay super attention to it, but the person who won, I think he did have really good stuff. I think it was like a single panel guy that year, and I enjoyed his stuff, but I didn't think he got as many votes as the other ones. And so, like, I guess when it comes down to it, it's ultimately the judge's decision. So it doesn't really matter how many votes you get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but it's like, I thought that the person who won, you know, I didn't like look at all the competition like to be like, oh, that guy's my favorite or anything. But I felt like it was good. You know, it was like, okay, that's not horrible. It's that guy could use mentoring. You know what I mean?
He could use mentoring.
He won the mentoring. You know what I mean? Like, he could, like, that guy would do good with, you know, like, I felt like it was a good selection to be like, this is a good person to say, like, he can move on, you know? Like, maybe he could get to the next level.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, again, same thing. I don't remember his name. I don't remember the name of his comic. I don't check in with it. So, in a way, it's like, you won, but what do you really win? You know, like, I'm not trying to dismiss that person, but, like, I don't even know their name. So, like, I could be following his comic strip if he's still doing it. But I don't know his name, you know?
It's always funny because there's a lot of filmmaking contests like that. Like, oh, you know, the green light, you can win.
Oh, yeah,
the one with the Steven Spielberg, all these, you could be the next one, be mentored by Spielberg. It's these are great things, you know, but at the heart of it, I feel like, in a way, for me personally, it's like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like a right path unless it's like a legit, I don't know, it's great, but there's something in me that just feels like it's still, they're still just using you. And yeah, at the end of the day, that's what all this entertainment business is. It's using you. And maximizing monetary value on your creation. So.
Wasn't there another thing? Like, I don't even remember the name of it, but there was a comic book contest that was being heavily promoted at Asbury Park Comic Con and New York Comic Con last year. It was all about, like, Kevin Smith, I guess, promotes your comic strip or something. It wasn't a comic strip, it was a comic book, like a graphic novel style. And they're like, oh man, you get, like, internationally recognized, and like, they have all these big time judges, and they were big name people.
Yeah.
But I don't know who won that. I don't even know what happened.
So, like,
you know?
That's what
so
I'm saying.
Like, that's what it comes down to. Or even like last week, I mean, I didn't spend that much time with it, but like, I follow Robert Schwartzman on Twitter. He's the lead singer of Rooney, which is a band I like. And so he posted, he was like, hey, I'm gonna be the judge on, like, I forget, their VH1 was having some type of live internet event called, like, Make a Band or something like that. And he's like, it's going live now. I'm a judge. So I was like, I clicked the link and I was like, sure, I'll watch him judge people. I guess it was kind of like American Idol.
Yeah.
And it was 24 bands in 24 hours and they had different rounds. And the first round was like, you got to play like a minute of a song. And so each band came by and only got a minute, you know, or might have even been less. So it's basically like, go into that chorus.
Yeah.
And like, real quick. And then, like, they actually had a stage that on the right, you might appreciate this, like, as from a film perspective, but they had like the judges in the middle, but they would flip the stage on the right or left. So it was like, it's turntable. So then the other band would get ready behind the scenes. And they would just cycle people. It was literally like a revolving door.
But also, that's a similar thing. Remember that thing you do in all like the early 60s where they had like the traveling acts? That's what they would do to really rotate the festival circuit fast. They'd have one. Even they even had that on Walk Hard, or not Walk Hard, but the Johnny Cash one, where you'd have like a band, and then like, for if you're doing like a live festival, just so you can crank them out really fast. Just like, oh, just bang bang, like a bang, like a musical bang bang.
Musical, you know? Bang bang.
That's legit what it is.
But, you know, I watched a little bit of that. I wasn't like super, I was working, doing something else at the same time. So, you know, I wasn't paying super, super attention to it, but I watched it. But it was basically like, I guess, like American Idol or something. I've never watched American Idol, so, but they basically give you feedback on you, how your performance was and stuff. They had all different types of music. And there's actually the one guy that I liked the best. He actually was missing an arm, and he was playing guitar with half an arm.
And of course, what he get
was
pretty
awesome.
Far. There you go. That's a gimmick. No arm, right?
Yeah.
You'll get a lot of votes that way. Entertainment value. That's what it is. Entertainment value. Give, like, what songs he play? I don't know. He had no arm.
but he actually played really good, though. He had, like, half an arm, and he was, like, playing with half an arm.
Well, how many?
Like his full arm could do the notes. What is it called? On the neck of the guitar? And then he literally had a half arm that was picking.
Well, what else would you need, though?
I don't know, but that was impressive.
Here's the thing, though. If he's already able to do that, I'm not impressed. Because, like, that's all you need. I'm just like...
You're like, oh, all right.
I was like, if no arms, then fuck. I'm impressed. playing music without just using your brain, telekinetic, I'm impressed. But once he figured it out, once, like, the magic is revealed, I'm like, oh, yeah, he just... All he's doing is downstrokes and upstrokes. You don't need your fingers for that. I know that sounds horrible, but that's the truth. And I don't lie.
But anyway...
That's an angle that Amber can take. You know, she's like, well, she's not even supposed to be in the contest. And they already jacked this up.
Why is she not supposed to be in the contest?
No, but, you know, that's what the people... Because people assume that. They're like, well, you know, she already listed that in her bio. She's like, well, I'm already twice the age of everyone in here. There's probably girls at 18 and 22. But I'm still trying because who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Maybe that's the angle that you gotta take. You know, that's a well-formed angle.
I can see a lot of people voting for that. Just because they're like, hey, I don't want some, like, 18-year-old person to be here. I want a real woman. You know, like, she could market that.
She can Daniel Bryan that thing. You know, it's like... But I feel like what would happen is the further she gets in, someone might pull an executive decision. You know what I mean? And because that's going to be whoever wins is going to be, there'll be representative.
That's even at the I don't really watch it. I don't watch American Idol, but I've seen the ending, like, credits one time, and it said something like, judges, like, America votes are important, but judges have the ultimate decision.
Yeah. Or executives make final say. Yeah.
You know, like, that when it comes down to it, you can get the most votes ever, but if somebody thinks that they can make more money with someone else, or if they think someone else is hotter, then,
and these are the reasons why I say that, you know, I'm over contests, or contests are bullshit. Because it's like, you think you're really going for the best, but you're not. You know what I mean?
We should post the link to Amber's voting page so people can vote for her.
Sure.
Since we talked about her on the podcast, definitely help promote her.
But you know what I'm saying? These are the main reasons why I'm just like, there's so many factors that, like, yeah, someone can take care of this, but I personally don't want to invest my life in putting it into a contest. Even film festivals, in a way, you know? It's like, there's so many factors, but maybe this is working against me, but who knows what's going
to
happen.
But at the same time, like I say, you could go to space from a contest. You never know.
You never know.
You never
exactly.
know who's... But then there's no loss. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they're... Or even like I was saying with American Idol, the main people that have busted through are people that didn't even win.
Yeah.
But they at least tried. I at least give credit to that. Yeah. You know, like, it's like, well, hey, Jennifer Hudson didn't win, but doesn't she have an Academy Award?
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on now. You know what I mean? Well, she got a different award, but at least it's a more substantial award.
Yeah, exactly.
And she's working. She's a full-time working actress. So, you know, there might be something good to come from a contest. Or maybe someone never heard of you beforehand, and now they heard of you because of a contest, you know?
And that's the reason why, you know, people should submit, because you don't know. Submit to Magic Bullet, who knows who will see it. You know, just like Amber is right, just put it out there, who knows what's going to happen, because now we're talking about her, everyone's talking about her. Good marketing plan, perfect as it can go by. You know what I mean?
But then maybe when you do submit a contest, maybe just don't worry about it. Don't get cramped up in number of votes.
No matter
hits. Well, how many people are hitting from this continent and like this? Yeah. And like,
at the end,
it doesn't matter.
Dude, at the end of the day, if she doesn't win, she has some awesome articles to write about. We have some awesome stuff to talk about. At the end of the day, it's like, what does Ari Gold do? Ari Gold will spin any situation into a good situation. You know, that's just it. It's a Paul Heyman thing, man. You gotta go and use it.
Definitely.
Gotta go get out there and do it. I mean. Or else why? Or else why do anything? Of course, just just get your work out there. Get yourself out there if you want to. If you don't want to, be be Hyde. Go and wear like a wife beater and dress like Bray Wyatt. And be whatever you want to be.
In a Hawaiian shirt.
In a Hawaiian shirt.
Doesn't he always have a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah. I guess he does.
In a straw hat. Fedora.
So yeah. So what is it? AmberUnmasked.com?
Yes.
That's probably what it is. Go
website.
Check out her stuff. She's a good friend of Curl Studio too. You can also see her everywhere.
And she's a cosplayer.
Yeah. Also, if you want her to get better photos, tell her to come to me and let's see if we can make that happen. If you guys listen to the very end of this, if you demand it, we'll make that happen. What do you think about that, Carolyn? Would that help her?
I think so.
Let's see. Thanks again for paying attention to this show, everybody. You can tune in to the Carolyn Joe Show, all the back episodes at thecarolynjoeshow.com. Not only that, but also on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes. And you damn well know you can Google us and find everything. Check us out on Twitter at Carolyn Belefsky, at Carolyn Belefsky at Twitter, and at Astray J at Twitter. Also, I'm Joe Carabeo. You can check out my work, because I'm a filmmaker, at joecarabeo.com. Also, one-shots.com for some new films. Also, goastray.tumblr. A lot of new stuff. And don't you forget that across from me in this studio is Karen Belefsky, cartoonist extraordinaire, making smiles with every brushstroke that she does. curls-studio.com. Also check out her comic strip Curls. It comes out every Monday at curls-studio.com/curls. Blah blah blah. We are the best. We rock. And there you go, Carolyn. Did I miss anything?
I think we're good.
I think we're good. They're giving us the go signal to go. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Be excellent to each other, or I'll be getting ya dead.
See ya next week.
See ya.